God says a person's words reflect their heart's character. A godly heart produces words with positive impact for righteousness. That's Proverbs 10:11. And if a person's heart is ungodly, their words are proud. Now, look up and let me just explain this. This is maybe the most important lesson of this class. If you want to know about someone, listen to them in the background where they don't know you're really watching them. Just listen to them talk to their friends, listen to them interact with people. And if you want to know them, for example, if there's someone you want to date, young lady, young man, you want to date this person, be within earshot so you can kind of hear how they communicate with people. And you will have a window into their heart. That's what God's word says. Here's the two passages. I'll read them to you. It says in Proverbs 10:11, the mouth of the righteous is a well of life, but violence flows out of the mouth of the wicked. The next one, Proverbs 6:16. These six things the Lord hates, yea, seven are abomination to him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift to running evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among the brethren. Did you know those truths from those verses are that out of the abundance of our mouth, I mean of our heart, our mouth speaks. That's what Jesus said in Matthew 12. He corroborates what it says right here in Proverbs 10:6. Both of those passages says that our words give you an insight to what's in our heart. If you want to know someone, listen to them. In the old Westerns, you know, the John Wayne movies, they used to have this saying, if you give someone enough rope, they'll hang themselves. Do you know what that means? People can't hide what they're really like. And if you listen to them talk long enough, they will finally reveal not the aura, persona, the carefully cultivated, you know, kind of image socially, but what they really are. It comes out in their words. Next slide. God says our words reflect our companions and friends, so our words rise as reflections of what's invisibly within us. So our words are one of the most amazing insights into who we are on the inside. And you can look up those two verses,